Hello, I'm Colin Green, and you are listening to Spike Pit, episode 88. A few days ago, I got together with Frank Turfler from Frank T's Liner Notes, and we had a chat about our hobby, in particular, this idea of a fantasy adventure game, or, you know, is it a role-playing game? This episode of Spike Pit has got the second half of that conversation, and I urge you to hop over to Frank T's Liner Notes and listen to part one first. But before I get into that, I'd like to play you this reading I did. It's Mensah, Frank Mensah, and his thoughts on role playing taken from Red Book Basic from 1983. What is role playing? This is a role-playing game. That means that you will be like an actor, imagining that you are someone else and pretending to be that character. You won't need a stage, though, and you won't need costumes or scripts. You only need to imagine. This game doesn't have a board because you won't need one. Besides, no board could have all the dungeons, dragons, monsters and characters that you will need. For now, while you are learning, you will play a role in your imagination. Later, when you play the game with others, you will be all playing different roles and talking together as if you were the characters. It will be easy, but first you need to get ready. What role will I play? Imagine, it is another place, another time. The world is much like ours was long ago, with knights and castles and no science or technology. No electricity, no modern comforts of any kind. Imagine, dragons are real, werewolves are real, monsters of all kinds live in caves and ancient ruins, and magic really works. Imagine, you are a strong hero, a famous but poor fighter. Day by day you explore the unknown, looking for monsters and treasure. The more you find, the more powerful and famous you become. Now, without any further ado, let's get on to part two of my chat with Frank Turfler.
Role-playing has been used so many different ways. In fact, I wanted to try and see how the masses define role-playing game. And I also wanted to see if there was a definition for fantasy adventure game. I could not find any wiki article or, you know, any actual definition of fantasy adventure game, but I did find arguments online between people playing video games and arguing whether or not a certain game was an adventure game or an RPG. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I really have a hard time saying any video game or, you know, console game or anything like that is an RPG, because I don't feel like there's any actual role play in a first-person shooter that you can do. Or even if you look at something like Zelda, there's really no role play. It's as much role playing as a choose your own adventure book in my eyes. I'm open to somebody changing that my mind, but
yeah, I've got something that you might want to consider on that, but I am conflicted, because firstly, I could say that is a really good example of define role-playing game. Because in a loose sense, playing those video games, you are playing a role. But when I grew up playing D&D, that's not what I meant by role-playing. Role-playing had a lot more taking on the role, not just playing the role, but taking on the role, maybe adopting a voice and kind of acting out your character, really playing the role in the sense of an actor playing a role. And I think that's what you're saying. That's not your role playing. What a video gamer is doing is a different idea of role, I think. But just to complicate this a little bit more, my stand on it is, if we were D&D back in 1974 and it was a role-playing game, then computers come along. It's a bit funny how we've now got to adopt the term tabletop role-playing game, we've had to change, you know, it's like an addition wars thing, but it's funny that the video gamers play RPGs. We don't play RPGs anymore. Oh, we play tabletop RPGs because of this kind of confusion. And I think that's hilarious.
And we invented the term RPG.
I know.
I think I can see your point, and I may concede that there are levels to role playing, and if you know, at the base level, adopting a role and playing it on a, you know, on a game is definitely, I can understand where that could be considered role playing game. Although it's a little weak, I will say, but I'll concede that point. It's spread a little thin, but okay.
Yeah, it is. I think it's spread a little bit thin. But the reason that I got round to thinking about that is because, you know, you do get your shy players, you know, in the group. And, you know, if you're a good dungeon master and that, you try and play to the player's strengths. And they might want to talk in third person and they might not say a lot. And I think it would kind of, if you had a person that was maybe not super engaged, it would be harsh to say they were not role-playing in your game. And I just sort of started thinking about that, and it got me round to the video game train of thought. The other thing that you sometimes say is you play a session and there's a lot of combat and a lot of the mechanisms in the game are involved and one thing and another, yet you can come away from the session and someone might say, oh, there weren't much role playing in that game or in that session. And what they mean is, you know, you haven't had them social interactions where you're chatting with other members of the party and doing your actor bit. But really, you was always playing your role, but you just weren't kind of hamming it up.
I agree. I think that playing your character is playing the role, right? Whether and that means how do you character move, what actions do you take, and that's I think that is part of the role, which, you know, certainly makes your argument to the idea of playing a role, playing an RPG on a computer or a video game, that certainly makes your point more valid in the sense that you are acting in a role. You may not be acting or acting out, right, but you're still acting in the role of this particular character, making choices in a way that character would do, whether you're verbalizing it or not. And I think you're right. I think there certainly is that. Now, to throw a complete spanner into the mix here, as you would say, I would normally say monkey wrench, but to throw a spanner in, if we would have adopted fantasy adventure game, this whole thing would be even more confusing, I think, because now the definition is probably broader in that sense. Even though I prefer the term fantasy adventure game, it's certainly, you know, a board game becomes a fantasy adventure game. And in a sense, I guess, you know, board games, kind of going back to you and Arfed talking about board games, and you're talking about games like Descent and Gloomhaven, you know, if we look at the definition of role-playing game in the sense that you are acting in a role according to that character, those games themselves could also be considered role-playing games, even though we like to consider them board games.
I definitely agree with that. And I do, in fact, think there's an argument to say, like a lot of things, there's almost an artificial division between something like Gloomhaven, Dungeons and Dragons, and Descent. All three of those are quite different games, but there's no doubt that they're all fantasy adventure games. And I would be quite comfortable lumping all those together as fantasy adventure games, but it would mean that actually calling something a fantasy adventure game wouldn't be super helpful in describing how it worked. It's probably still a little bit more descriptive than calling something a role-playing game, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe when marketing it to new people, calling it a fantasy adventure game might actually go a little bit further than calling it a role-playing game. Since, I mean, most people still have this stigma attached to the concept of role-playing games, you know, that it's a nerd game. Although, I mean, of course, a lot of that is still going away very quickly, especially now that the Dungeons and Dragons has become a brand even more so than a game.
I think that's a brilliant point. And when you approach new players, and in particular for me, like getting kids on board, I think, do you want to play a fantasy adventure game? Yeah! You know, that sounds much better than, oh, we're going to do some role-playing, which sounds like something that might have come from school, in the classroom. Oh, I don't know about that. And I think they're putting them off. And adults, they're definitely, if there are sort of age, there's a stigma and they'll probably be embarrassed. I think it's a much easier sell, fantasy adventure game or science fiction adventure game or whatever, but adventure game.
I think, you know, you made it, I don't know if you were thinking about this, but I certainly thought about it when you said it. But the idea of role playing at the lower end of the spectrum, or the younger age group, you know, you almost have to define for them what role playing is, right? You could get some weird looks, like what are you talking about role playing? And then for adults, you know, role playing is, I mean, obviously there's the joke end of it, right? But there's also the very serious end of it, is that, you know, role playing is a psychological technique used in therapy, which I think it's interesting that we also call the games that we play, when, you know, we call them a session, which is also a psychological term. So now I rest my case. I've made my argument. Role-playing games are therapy.
Yeah. You just said it. You said it. that's a classic. I like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, in all seriousness, for that, there's proof to that as well. You know, I know, like, I think I
we talked about that last time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and they're finding more and more of, in terms of clinical psychology, they're finding that role playing does make a difference.
Well, because it's not a coincidence that they're similar terms, and they're used in a professional way. They're doing the same thing. They're getting a person outside of themselves role-playing, you know, whether you're in the psychotherapist's office or you're sat around the table, that type of role-playing, taking on another persona and working through something, whether you're working through a problem that you've got psychologically or working through the problem of laying siege to a goblin fortress, it is the same thing, just to a different end.
I think that in general, I think fantasy adventure, for me, it definitely is the term that I'm going to use. And I think, you know, when it comes to role playing, leave it out, because I think there is some pressure. You know, you mentioned that there are going to be some shyer people who are shy, not shyer folk, as in The Hobbit. But there are going to be some people who are going to be less willing to sort of act out as their character, but would still have fun playing the game. And everybody else would have just as much fun, even if they didn't do a fake English accent or, you know, whatever it was that they were trying to pull off. And I think it would probably take some of that pressure off of those players if we just called it a fantasy adventure game or an adventure game, period. Shane Ward likes to call them elf games. And I think that I find that humorous, and I understand it, you know, where it comes from, but it's definitely, it's something you might be able to use to describe what you do. But I think adventure game, we have war games and we have adventure games.
That makes perfect sense to me. And it was something, as soon as you'd come up with or sown the seeds of this idea in my mind, that was what I was thinking. That was really what I think this discussion is about. It seems so helpful just to ditch the idea. I know it's sacrilege, but I'm totally happy to ditch the whole RPG role-playing description. I would happily cast that aside for a better descriptor that sounds less intimidating and really fun, more fun without the negative connotations.
Yeah, you don't have to redefine it. You don't have to define it. Adventure game. I'm sold.
Yeah, I think there it is.
You heard it here first.
Wow.
John Peterson was not available for comment. Maybe one day we can actually get him to join us and give us the true history of fantasy adventure versus role-playing game. I'm not sure if he'll ever hear us, but if you're out there, John, we want to hear from you.
That's it. Call into anchor.
There you go. Hope you've enjoyed that, folks. Thank you for listening. And thank you to Frank Turfler of Frank T's Liner Notes. I look forward to doing more collaborations in the future. But for now, take care. I'll catch you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.